5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Michael, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
All right, Mike, we've got five questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Then I'll bring Raven back into the studio, and I'll ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I am ready.
Number one, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, surprisingly beat A Quiet Place 2 at the box office this past weekend. Who were the real-life paranormal investigators that The Conjuring series were based on?
I don't know.
Number two, MTV has announced that the MTV VMAs will once again take a place in New York City after being virtual last year. What shape is the actual VMA statue?
It's an astronaut.
Number three, Judge Judy is ending after 25 years on CBS and is going to Amazon streaming. What is Judge Judy's last name?
Shinehart?
Number four, the New York Islanders beat the Boston Bruins last night to take the series 4-2. This was the first year the NHL teams were allowed to have ads on their helmets. The Islanders' helmet advertises Northwell Health. Which bank advertises on the Bruins' helmets?
TD Bank.
And number five, the CMT Music Awards were last night. The video of the night went to Carrie Underwood and what artist for their song Hallelujah?
Luke Bryan.
Oh my gosh. Michael. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Michael only got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Mike.
No.
No.
Let's see how I do.
Disappointing. These were good questions. Number one, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, surprisingly beat A Quiet Place 2 at the box office this past weekend.
Okay.
Who were the real-life paranormal investigators that The Conjuring series were based on?
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
One time, I interviewed Lorraine Warren, and she always, I'll never forget it. It, like, stays with me in my heart. She says, you can't run from evil. And, like, the way she said it in the sweet little old lady voice, it haunts me to this day.
Vera Farmiga has been a great choice for her.
Number two, MTV has announced that the MTV VMAs will once again take place in New York City after being virtual last year. Hmm. What shape is the actual VMA statue?
It's a moon man, the astronaut.
Yes.
Astronaut, excuse me.
Number three, Judge Judy is ending after 25 years on CBS and is going to Amazon streaming. What is Judge Judy's last name?
Blum.
No.
It's Bloom, right? Blum?
No, it's Scheindlin.
Really?
Yeah. Number four, the New York Islanders beat the Boston Bruins last night to take the series 4-2. This was the first year that NHL teams were allowed to have ads on their helmets. The Islanders' helmets advertise Northwell Health. Which bank advertises on the Bruins' helmets?
I'll take a shot and say Bank of America.
No, it's TD Bank. You guys are tied right now. Number five, the CMT Music Awards were last night. The video of the year went to Carrie Underwood and what artist for their song Hallelujah?
Gosh, I have no idea. Luke Bryan?
Nope, John Legend. I mean, wow. That was really something. You guys tied with two. That does get you your own add-on Raven t-shirt, Michael, but the right person today could have easily taken you down, I think.
I tell you, good game, but both of us stunk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get you next time. Michael and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Michael. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, buddy.
Put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning, $900. And thank you to John. He submitted one of the questions that I used today at annonraven.com. If you ever have an idea for a pop culture trivia question, you can submit it too at annonraven.com. Listen afternoon and after 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. Give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.